It is Tuesday morning. You're listening live to the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 50 degrees outside. We've got a pretty cool morning, and it looks like it's going to be a hot rest of the week. In 6 minutes, WILS's Mike Ellis will have the details on that. 393-3700 is the McLaren Health Plan phone line, 393-3700. You can shoot us an email at the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox. That's morningshow at 1320wils.com. On the other end of our line, we have Dr. John Braccio. It's time for Speaking Psychologically with Dr. Braccio of the Regional Psychological Services. How are you, Dr. Braccio?
Well, I'm looking forward to enjoying this heat that we're going to have, Tony. Nothing wrong with that for this time of year.
Well, it's definitely coming. Dr. Braccio, I wanted to talk to you about a topic I started thinking about. The Lockerbie bomber recently died of cancer, and he was buried yesterday. Now, the bomber was found guilty of blowing up Pan Am Flight 103 over the Scottish town of Lockerbie in 1988. 259 people were killed on board and 11 people on the ground. And I wanted to talk to you about the death of a loved one. Of course, that's tough. But how do we recover from the unexpected death of someone close to us? You know, when we have time to work through it with that person, when we know it's imminent and we know it's coming, that's one thing. But when something like this happens, especially if we didn't get the opportunity to say goodbye or to say how we felt about someone, how do we deal with that?
Well, let me begin by saying exceptionally difficult, which, of course, is the obvious, because we're with someone, we love them, we care for them, and all of a sudden they're gone, and we don't have closure. We didn't have a chance to hug them, to say, I love you, I care for you. All of a sudden the person is gone. This is when we have to really dig into our whole psyche, our whole personality, Tony, and we have to recognize the time we had with the person, how wonderful, important that was. If we have a sense of spirituality, we know we're going to be with the person again. We also know that if we believe in God and believe that this person had a certain amount of time, this is what the time was. This is when it ended, the life, and we try to cherish the memory and we remember what the person stood for. If we don't have that sense, it's still a memory of the time the person was here, and the person will live as long as we have the memories of the person. But that doesn't overcome the grief and the pain. It's a process that we go through. We have to go through all the process of grief. We can't believe it occurred. Could anything have been done differently? Is it true? All these types of things go through the mind, the crying, the heart-wrenching, the recognition that we're not going to be with that person. And then the guilt often, as you mentioned before earlier, that when the person didn't make contact, did not maybe say goodbye. And I've seen that happen to people before, Tony, in my work. And I always make the comment that if person has died that you really care for unexpectedly, and you didn't say goodbye, didn't say the things that you wanted to say, advise others that it may be with a person who is ill, or even if a person isn't ill, always mention to them the importance when they end a conversation with a person, or whether it's in person or on the phone, to say, I love you. You know, you're important to me. Things like this, they're terms of endearment, but they also can make any final goodbye better, because you're aware you did let that person know before they passed on that you cared and loved and that they were very important to you.
Does the healing differ from being able to prepare for a death?
I think when you can prepare for a death, it's quite different, because you're able to come to grips with it over a period of time. When the person, you know they're ill, it's always a shock, Tony. You know, I lost both parents, and they both had lived very long lives, and both were ill, but it's still a big surprise when it happens. But you've been prepared. You know that every time you see them, that it's near the end, okay? You know there is a time, and actually with all people there's an end, but we can prepare, sure. We can, whatever our religious beliefs are, or we can rekindle religious beliefs, or we can accept something that's happening in life, and we can remember what the person has done. We can reminisce with them, the memories, the experiences we've had, and always make sure in situations like that to let the person know we love and care. Rarely, when you know someone is ill or, you know, very, you know, not doing well, rarely do we not make sure that we make those words of endearment and make those closures every time we say goodbye to the person. It's when we think the person's going to the grocery store, getting on a plane, or just going to bed at night, and all of a sudden they are not there. Then it's a totally different, catastrophic, horrible situation. Either is a terrible loss to someone when you lose someone you love and care for, but it is the shock of the unexpected that makes it much worse, certainly in the short run.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's been speaking psychologically with here with me here on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Thanks, doctor.
Always a pleasure, Tony.
717, 50 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.